The Suspended Groceries program was developed by a group called Kinetic, part of the Centers for Learning and Action at Williams College. Catherine Parker was one of 8 students focusing on food insecurity within the action-oriented think tank. The sophomore says the idea stemmed from a growing initiative launched in Italy in which a person buys a coffee for a future customer, in a sense, paying it forward.
What if we could adapt it to a grocery store setting where the impact of the suspended item would be some sort of food item where it could make like a long-term lasting impact on food insecurity?
After developing the idea for about a year, the group approached Wild Oats Market in Williamstown. David Durfee is the co-op's general manager.
They had come up with the idea and just needed somebody to implement it. And I know they're also hoping that other supermarkets in the area will do it. And my sense was that we could do it, and we could do it fairly quickly, and there didn't seem to be a good reason not to do it.
Since the program's rollout at the market around the 1st of May, Durfee says customers have purchased about 50 items each week for others. Coupons for the items are sent to local food pantries like the Berkshire Food Project in North Adams. Food bank clients simply take the coupons to the co-op and get the items. Valerie Schwarz is executive director of Berkshire Food Project, which served 27,000 people in 2013. She says the first round of coupons was given to young parents participating in a cooking and nutrition class.
Having fresh fruit or broccoli or frozen berries and fresh eggs are really such important parts of everybody's diet, and not everybody can afford them.
Schwarz says about 15 people have been using the coupons, but the ability to get to the market remains an issue. She is hoping to work with Berkshire Ride so people won't have to rely on her for transportation. Durfee says what appeals to customers is knowing exactly what their donation will go toward.
By making a specific purchase rather than by making a cash donation that isn't designated for anything, Suspended Groceries lets you buy a dozen eggs or a bowl of soup or a head of broccoli, for example, and know that somebody who couldn't necessarily afford to buy it, him or herself, can now get that.
Other than designing a logo and marketing materials, the initiative came at no cost to Wild Oats. If the program is successful, Durfee hopes to rotate and expand upon the 6 items currently available. Parker says a few other grocery stores have expressed interest in adopting the program. She says the group will create a standardized implementation plan this summer so the program can maintain its core values in different store settings.
We see suspended groceries as something at different points of time. You could be the one suspending groceries, and at different points of time, you could be the one who needs the extra help from the suspended grocery coupons. And you could easily be on either side of that line at different points in time. And I think that kind of gives everyone a feeling of investment in the issue and in their community. And this is a very easy way to to invest in your community and show that support for everyone.
There's more information about the Suspended Groceries program at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.